Our next guest on Dabtown sings lead and wrote that terrific new song by one of our favorite groups, American Nomads. We're so happy to be joined by Matt Schneider. Matt, thanks so much for being with us.
How you doing, Rich? Thanks for having me on.
Man, I love that song so much. It's got such a great vibe. A little country, a little rock, a little blues, a little Americana. You got it all in there.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's the beauty of our band where we have so much freedom with kind of going around in different genres and different styles, and we really try to pack as much as we can into each song.
So what's the story behind the song and its creation?
Yeah, I wrote it a little over a year ago, and I had been listening a lot to Chris Stapleton and the new stuff he was putting out. His latest album had come out around then, and that sort of got me into the idea of going for a Southern rock kind of outlaw country theme. And I kind of just picked up my guitar and the chorus came first and everything kind of came after and flowed real quickly.
Love the new video too. That is terrific. Where did you shoot it?
We shot that in Chihola, Pennsylvania, right outside of Berryville, New York. That's kind of an area where we do a lot of music videos and some performances as well in the Woodstock area. And we had found an old sawmill, and it looked too perfect not to use, just like a ghost town right out of a movie.
Yeah, well, it's a fantastic setting here. It's terrific. Was it Matt Hennion that directed it?
That's right. Yep. Matt Hennion was the director, and he brought on board the crew at Chapter 2 Productions to help with the production of the video.
Well, that's fantastic. And as for the song itself, now, did you record it in Brooklyn or up in Woodstock?
We recorded some of it in Brooklyn, and we recorded it some of it in New Jersey as well, over at our drummer's studio. So a little bit of both studios.
And I know that I think a friend of our show, Joe Vitale, has done some production with you guys on some of the new music.
Yeah, that's right. He's been working on both records in the double album, Hats Cleaned and Shoes Shined, including Wanted Man. He's also done some work with us in the past, and he's just been a blast to get to collaborate with.
Love your guitar work on the song as well, and was reading some of the bio information there. You started at a pretty young age. You were 3 when you began playing the guitar?
Yeah, I was 3 years old. I grew up on Long Island and lived near a guitar shop, and I was able to get in there real early, and I haven't put it down since.
Who were the influences when you were growing up as a young musician? Who did you listen to, and whose sound were you especially drawn to?
There's obviously so many. I think the Beatles were an immediate significant impact for me. Just the quality of songwriting and the harmonies. And harmonies definitely stuck with me for a while too, and that kind of bled into my interest in Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Fleetwood Mac. And then, you know, I grew into a lot of the Southern rock sound too. So Lynyrd Skynyrd, Allman Brothers, Marshall Tucker, all of those alike.
Well, and you found the perfect group to work with, because American Nomads has that ability to feature so many different genres and bring them all together. It's why I think you guys are such a quintessential New York group, because there are so many musical influences that are at play in New York.
Oh, absolutely. I think our strength is that we're an 8-piece band, and everyone has their own input, and one way or the other, it gets onto our records, and it's really great to work with so many talented people.
Now, we've had Walter and Susan on the show before. What's it been like to work with such a group of music veterans with so many experiences?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, I've been playing for a while, but you're grateful for those challenges that you encounter over time. And I'd never been in a band this big, and certainly not with this amount of experience in it. So on the surface, it was definitely a challenge, I think, initially. But it's allowed me to grow so much as a musician and really be welcomed into this family. It's been great.
Hey, you moved from Long Island into the city. How did you connect with American Nomads?
They had reached out to me online through my presence online, social media, and they were looking to audition a new lead guitarist and one of the new lead singers. I accepted, and I ran over to the firehouse and got started from there.
Was it intimidating at all? Because these guys have been doing it for such a long time.
I kind of knew going in I would be sort of a fish out of water, mostly because I had beforehand not really been in a band. I was sort of leading a solo act. I would hire musicians here and there, but it was really the aspect of just working with so many other people, that amount of input coming at me at the same time. So I think, yeah, there was a little, like I said, it was definitely a challenge to find your footing. But they were so accepting, and it really worked real naturally.
What's the process there when you come to the group and say, hey, I got a song I've been working on. Do you guys want to hear it and see what you think? How does that all play out for you?
Yeah, and that was my first song I wrote for the band. And the way I do it is I write everything as simply as I can, kind of just on an acoustic guitar. And then I start to build it online on a track. And I try to incorporate as many instruments that I can. So when I come to them with it, it's sort of fleshed out. And I can give an idea of what I'm looking everybody to do. So, you know, we just kind of all hands on deck, and we worked it out. It took a few rehearsals to get it down, but everyone's a pro, and it was awesome.
Well, you guys have such a great sound, and the new music sounds terrific, and love Wanted Man. It fits right in with what American Nomads have been doing, but takes it in some new directions as well. You got some performances coming up too. You'll be out in Lansdowne, Pennsylvania on June 28th at Jamie's House of Music, and then back in the city July 13th for the Culture Lab music series as well, and then again at Connolly's Club in New York City on July 26th. What are the live performances like with American Nomads?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say that's probably my favorite part, because you get to take what you did in the studio and stretch it a little bit and give kind of a unique experience for each time someone comes to a concert. So I think what you'll find coming to our shows is that we don't play everything the same way we do in the studio. There's some extended playing, and you know, we really get to show our personality, I think, on stage. It's a lot of fun, especially just having that many people together in one room. It's great.
Well, check out the band's website, AmericanNomadsBand.com, and check out the great new music, including the song that Matt wrote, Wanted Man. It is American Nomads. Matt Schneider wrote it, sings lead on it, and it is terrific. As always, Matt, appreciate you making time for us. We wish you much success with the song, the album, and everything you do musically going forward.
Thank you, Rich. It's been a pleasure.